Good morning. It's 8:18 on the ticket. Tuesday morning with the Musers. Coming up at 8:40, we'll check in with our sports expert, Ribby Paltz. See what he's up to. Right now, we're going to talk about public restrooms. Because over the last week, as we were traveling for work out to Cowboys camp in California, going through airports, I experienced a lot of public restroom situations, even this weekend when I came back home. And some wheels off things happen in public restrooms. Let's just put it that way.
It's a thing.
I'm always reminded of this scene. Every time I go into a public restroom, in fact, this is from the television show Poker Face, which streamed for 2 seasons on Peacock, starring Natasha Lyonne. It was an okay show. I didn't stick with it, but it gave one really funny moment and one really funny line that I told you about a few years ago when I saw it. Came in the next morning, and I just thought this was funny and perfect. So Natasha Lyonne's character is in a public restroom at a truck stop. And she's in there, and she does her business, and she goes to the sink, and she starts washing her hands, and there's a woman, a truck driver, next to her at the other sink, and she's washing her hands, and that woman rips a huge fart. And Natasha Lyonne looks over at her and just stares at her, and that woman says,
"That's what happens in here."
That's what happens in here. And that's the attitude that a lot of people take. Now, I don't like to do that at a public restroom. I'm still self-conscious about that. But man, there are a lot of people that aren't, and they just let fly. And if you have a problem with it, they think, hey, that's what happens in here.
What's your problem? And I just don't know how we let them get so wheels off and so dirty. And I guess a lot of it's on us for making a mess and,
yes,
and not picking it up. Or
we don't treat it like our bathroom at home.
No. You know, if you're at the sink, you make a mess and you don't take a towel and wipe up around the sink. Man, I don't know what if you want to go first, but I've got something that's been weighing heavily on my mind now since it happened last Friday.
Go right ahead.
Okay, so we're making the drive. My wife and I are from Cowboys training camp up to the Monterey Peninsula. It's a 4-hour drive. About 2 hours into it, we both have to go wee-wee pee-pee. Nothing big, but it's 2 hours in. We've been drinking coffee. We also need gas. So we pull off the highway. There are no hotels.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, we needed gasoline. So there's one of these places that has tanks, gasoline tanks, but a very small, like, mart. You're not even sure if there's a restroom in there. And as I go to get fuel, I say, well, I'll check to see if there's a restroom in there. And there's nobody in line. Sure enough, there is one restroom, and it's, you know, either sex can use it. So in the time that I went in, saw that there was one, came back out, I went back in and I said, well, you know, you go first. And all of a sudden there was a guy who stepped in and he was in line in front of us. So about 30 seconds went by and the person that was in there, the one bathroom that's in this place, left. The guy goes in. 5 minutes later, he's still in there.
Oh, no.
10 minutes in there. He's still in there.
Wow.
And finally, my wife says, how long are we going to wait? And if we do wait, I don't want to go in there.
No.
Shouldn't that guy have said, look, I'm about to do something really bad. I know it's embarrassing, but shouldn't he have said, if y'all are just going number one, should you go in front of me? And we ended up leaving it. We're now to almost the 15-minute mark.
Wow.
So we left and found another restroom on down the road, which cost us more time. And it cost me a hole at Spyglass because we had to wait so long.
So one takes priority over two.
I think it should. And it should fall on
unless
you.
Unless he's having an emergency.
Right.
Plus,
but if he's having an emergency, it wouldn't take 15 minutes.
Right. And he's in front of
that would be an explosion. That would be very.
And he's in front of a woman. Shouldn't you go, you know what, ma'am? Why don't you go ahead? And you don't even have to say the reason why. Just say, why don't you go ahead?
I think he needs to say the reason why.
But doesn't
because
that,
I don't want you to endure. What?
Doesn't that set up a potential embarrassment for the woman? Because what if she has to go number two? And then
right.
is she going to tell the guy,
right.
No, you go ahead because I've got a lot of work to do.
But given the fact that guy knew, I know, that guy knew he was about to destroy that place.
Because he knew that he was about to decrease the property value of that establishment.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
He's in there. And we gave up. And that's the thing. If you're going to have a restroom, have at least two of them.
Just going in there and he gets distracted on his phone while he's sitting there and just he's on the
just
infinite
in there
scrolling. Yeah.
I think my ruling is that if you are in line, he didn't cut line, right?
No, he was properly in line.
If you're properly in line, it doesn't matter who's behind you. When your turn comes, you do what you need to do in that restroom.
All right.
I don't think you can poll the people in line behind you. Oh, are you just going TT? Oh, are you just going TT? Oh, you're going doo-doo?
All right, okay. You get back in over there.
Well, then I go in front of you because you're another doo-doo guy, but I'll let all the TT people go ahead of me. I don't think you can do that.
I need all my number ones right here. I need all my number twos right here.
Yeah, that can't happen.
Man, by the time we left, there were like five people in line. It took so long for this guy.
And it probably got to a point for him where he's embarrassed to come out, so he's just going to wait everybody out.
God, it's awful.
Yeah, that's a tough one. There are a lot of public restroom conundrums that present themselves. The airport bathroom, which I'm sure we all used a lot on this last trip, it's pretty much always filthy. Because the traffic, the numbers are so high. You can't keep, even if you clean once an hour, after 30 minutes, it's going to be filthy. And guys' restrooms, I don't know. We've heard from women that women's restrooms get just as dirty as guys, but I can't imagine.
I can't believe that.
Some of the urinals and toilets, it looks like guys don't care at all about their aim.
No, they spit tobacco in there.
Yeah, stuff goes in the urinal that shouldn't go in there. But they have made it easier over the years with technology to get in and out of at least an airport bathroom without touching anything.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are now sensors on the toilets, so you don't have to touch the handle to flush. You go over to the sink, there's a sensor for your hands, you wash your hands, there's a sensor that dispenses the paper towels, you can get a paper towel, and these airport bathrooms don't have doors. So you don't have to touch anything.
Yeah, that's good.
Except yourself. Even though we have that technology, I still find myself preferring to use hand sanitizer.
Really?
So in my backpack, I carry hand sanitizer everywhere, you know, and certainly when I travel. But I feel social pressure to go through the whole routine of washing my hands conventionally.
You should. Hand sanitizer doesn't do the trick.
I feel like I'm touching less, though, even in a touchless bathroom, if I just use hand sanitizer. So if I'm the only one in the bathroom, I make a beeline out without touching anything. But if there are other people in there, I feel like I have to do the dance, and so I'll wash my hands
But
there.
You're touching the door handle.
No, there's no door handle.
In the touchless bathroom.
Yeah.
Still, you should do both. That's the way to cover yourself. You wash your hands conventionally to remove the dirt and the grime and the rear-end material that you're removing. And then you use your hand sanitizer after your hands have dried.
Well, if it's number two, I will always wash my hands. But if it's a quick number one...
if you're just handling the ding...
Yeah, which is always very clean, then I think I just need hand sanitizer.
Your ding is not clean.
It's always
There's
super
no
clean.
Ding. We've pumped up the hotel as a good place to stop.
Yeah, that's my all-time public restroom hack. And we recently discussed this on the Musers, the podcast, our road trip episode. But if you're new to the program, this has been my 30-year hack. That is, if you're on a road trip and you really have to go to the bathroom, but you don't want to stop at a truck stop or a gas station, restaurant, whatever... find the nicest hotel you can find and use the lobby bathroom because they're always clean and quiet and empty. That's the best hack.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead and act like you're on the phone when you go into the lobby.
Yeah, act like you're there meeting somebody, or maybe you stay there.
Right.
You've got business there other than
things
the bathroom.
Going on. Yeah, you're not just dropping by. I will also suggest the well-known coffee house. I think they do a pretty good job taking care of their bathrooms.
Yes, I agree with that. We've used that on road trips.
Mm-hmm.
I also had a bit of a conundrum at a kid's indoor playground over the weekend.
Oh, no.
We were back in the Metroplex. And
man, you've got to stop fighting with four-year-olds.
No, I wasn't. This wasn't a fight.
Okay.
But we were at a function with all these other kids. And these indoor playgrounds are great, by the way. When it's 103 outdoors and they're big and the kids love them and it's 72 degrees. But at almost every one, and I've been to four or five of them now, at almost every one, you have to take off your shoes. So it's socks only in the playground area, which is the whole thing. There's a little area in all of these where you come in, little lobby, you take off your shoes, and you got to go socks only. So we're in there with all the other parents, and the kids are running around, and I've got my socks on, and I've got to go to the bathroom. Well, the bathroom is in the play area. So
you don't want to go into a bathroom with just socks on.
Exactly. But you have to. You cannot put your shoes on. So I walked into the bathroom there, and very luckily...
Did you tape some paper towels to your
No. All I'm doing is staring at the floor, and I see the urinal, which is being used, and it's wet all around it. And there are two toilets, and one is occupied, so I walk into the other one, just looking at the ground, not trying to step in anything, and it is... my good fortune, completely dry around the toilet, because there's not as much splashing around the toilet as there is around a urinal. So I was able to walk in my socks, go number one, and walk out without getting my socks wet. But that's a big ask. They should have slippers or something
bathroom slippers.
The door.
Yeah. Foot booties.
Yes.
That's the thing the surgeons wear.
Yeah. Surgeons or... workers that come over to your house that have to put on the those stupid things at the beginning.
Right.
And you feel bad. You don't know whether to say, hey, don't worry about that, or do you just sit there and let them put them on?
I'll let them put them on.
Have a bunch of those throwaway pedicure slippers.
If they don't put them on,
I think that's what they use, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. If they don't put them on, I'm okay with it. I never ask them to put them on, but I like when they do.
When really we should all be taking our shoes off when we enter our house.
Yeah.
Should.
And I
a lot of bad things on your shoes.
I know it.
Yes, and you know what? It's the public restroom that makes me think of that every time I come in the house.
Yeah.
And I take off my shoes because I know that they've been standing in the urine of 200 strangers.
Back to the socks that you were forced to wear into the bathroom.
Forced sock usage.
Did you burn those when you got home?
No, because I didn't step in anything.
Yeah, but that tile is still...
Yeah. Yeah. What are you doing? It's the same difference as the shoes in the public restroom.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I think about it, I made a bad choice because when I got home, I turned my socks over and I ate dinner off of them.
No, see.
That was a bad move.
Though, Coach. Yeah, I would have burned them.
All right, so there you have it. Some public restroom talk.